Hey guys, welcome back to episode 11 of KB and the Boys season 5. Got all the boys here with me via Zoom. Gentlemen.
What's up?
Late night pod.
All right, standings from last week. Holmberg went plus 1.02 to keep him at the top at plus 21.64. I went plus 6.14. That puts me up to plus 16.26. Schmidt, a third straight minus 5. Down to plus 2.95. Nick with a phenomenal week, plus 5.32, gets into minus 6.61. Carter went minus 1.3. He's at minus 16.1. Schmidt needs a big bounce back week.
You just keep crawling closer to me.
Yeah, but you keep falling two steps back.
No, I grew 4 units on you this week.
KB just said you lost the unit.
Yeah, you lost 5.
You lost 5. Good lord, math was never this guy's strong suit, was it?
Nick is really getting on Schmidt's ass. Schmidt, I just want to tell you, Nick told me that's his goal. He just said by the last 2 episodes, he's catching your ass.
If only the Chiefs could play another football game. Maybe
There it is.
What did he say?
If only the Chiefs played another football game.
I need the Chiefs playoffs run like I need water.
All right. We'll do locks before we predict the Sweet 16 and the panel parlay. So Carter, as tradition continues, first up.
Yeah, a tradition that I don't want to be a part of for much longer. That is why I bring you a 7U mortal lock.
Mortal
lock. Wow. Free money on the table. I don't know why you wouldn't bet it. UNC minus 4.5 at minus 110.
UNC minus 4.5, minus 110. All right. There's Carter's big one.
No.
This is like one of those moments when you're on the green in the final group on a Sunday, and you're just trying to get out of everybody's way. Getting out of the way. 1-7-U, mortal lock, free money. Moving on to the next guy.
And that next guy is Nick Hover. Nick, you lost.
I've got 3 2-Us and a 1-U.
All right, 1-U first.
UConn, San Diego State, over 136.
I did see a thing with a big trend, and that is like this, like for the last 17 times that game's been played, it's been under something like that.
Over 136?
That's at minus 108.
If a team, 1 seed, is favored by double digits against a lower-seeded team in the Sweet 16, the last 18 times it has gone under.
And you like good odds for you, Hover.
Nick, you said 136, correct?
Yep.
All right.
At minus 108?
Yep, got you. 2 U's.
UConn, minus 11, minus 112.
Okay. Let me guess, UConn?
UConn by 10.5 and over 136.5, plus 245.
Over what?
Over 136.5.
He's covering his bases.
At
plus what?
245.
Let me guess for the last 2 U. Something UConn?
Purdue by 5.5, minus 108.
Purdue minus 5.5. All right, again, Nick's got UConn, San Diego State, over. UConn minus 11. UConn minus 10.5 and the over. And then Purdue minus 5.5. All right, Schmidt.
All right, Kimmy. So this week, trying to not have a minus 5 unit week.
I think you should just go 7U. I think you should just have a 7U.
I told myself I was going to just lay another 7 unit down like I did with the Chiefs, but...
Chiefs aren't playing.
I heard some chatter that was the only way that I am a decent in the standings. So
who started that rumor, Schmidt, if you don't mind me asking?
Carter Downing.
Wow, I heard it was somebody else.
I heard it was all of you guys.
No. Never once did I agree. Yeah. Did I agree you were a Chiefs merchant? Yes. I didn't say it though.
Sorry about it. I mean, other people are taking different teams. I'm taking the Chiefs. It worked out. They won the Super Bowl.
It did. All right. How many you got? How many one use?
So I got 3 1 units.
All right.
And 2 2 units.
Okay.
My first one unit is Clemson plus 7.
Clemson plus 7.
I like the way that Clemson's been playing the tournament.
Is that minus 110?
Minus 110.
Okay.
Then I'm taking a pick that – wait, this might be a 2 unit. Oh, sorry. I'm taking NC State plus 6.5. Big old boy DJ Burns holding him down. I like it. State turn, too.
Is that minus 110 as well? Are these all minus 110?
Not one of my 2 units, okay. But these all right. are, yeah.
All right.
My last one unit play is going to be Tennessee minus 2.5.
Alrighty. Time for the twos.
And then for my 2 unit plays, start off with Houston minus 4 and one bet that I made a 2 unit, but I was thinking about making it a 3 unit. I really like this bet.
So do you want to change this? It's
Illinois money line.
What are the odds on that?
Plus 105.
Okay. I'm giving you the option. Do you want to change it to a 3U and Houston to a 1U?
Is Houston 92U?
That's why I was asking if you want it. Do you want to change Houston to a 1U?
And you know what? Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Beautiful.
Come on, Illinois!
All right. 7U for me. Liverpool money line versus Brighton in the game to go over 1.5 goals with Chelsea money line as well at even money. 7 to win 7.
That is Chelsea play.
Burnley.
Yeah, you never know with them.
Yeah, no, it's at home. Hopefully they don't lose to Burnley, who's in, I think, dead last at this point. They're either 19th or 20th in the league, so. Yeah, Chelsea will probably be the one that gets me, but.
Big draw against Burnley at home.
Yeah, probably. 1-1. Burnley scores in the 92nd minute. All right, Holmberg.
That was it? That was the 7U?
Yeah, it was 7 units.
Jesus.
I'm coming. I told you, I'm coming. Even money.
What was the bet?
Liverpool money line. Oh, my goodness. First, we had to listen to you read out your bets for 12 minutes, and then you don't listen. Liverpool money line versus Brighton. The game to go over 1.5 goals and Chelsea money line.
Okay.
Do I need to read it one more time slower?
No, I got it.
Okay, all right.
He got it.
All right.
3-leg parlay for 7 units.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how he's rolling.
That's how I'm rolling.
All right.
Schmidt, hold on, Schmidt. I don't want to hear, I don't want to see any, you know, shit grin. When you've gone minus 5 the last 3 weeks, and I've climbed back up.
KB, do I need to remind you how low you were in the last season?
That was season 1. No,
you almost retired.
That was the first season of units. I did retire. I actually did retire for one episode.
Mitt, didn't you say that, you might not have said it on air, but definitely via FaceTime, you pretty much said that last week you had a mortal lock, and it lost, so... I don't know if we need to update your mortal lock.
Mortal loss losing
move to 0-4.
I am putting my undefeated mortal lock record on the line this week. So
Schmidt's already 0-4 mortal locks. Was that a mortal lock last week?
Yeah,
he said it to me.
All right, 0-5. So congrats on that, Schmidt.
I don't think I'm 0-5.
You were 0-4. All the seasons combined, because I've just kept since we rarely mortal lock. You're 0-5 now, so that's good. There it is. All right, Colby, read them slowly, Holmberg, so somebody on the pod can hear them.
All right, I'll try to say it slowly so Schmidt will understand. I've got 3 2 U's and a 1 U.
Three 2 U's. All right, 1 U first.
My 1 U is Duke Moneyline. Beautiful. At plus 160.
Yes. All right.
All right, starting with the first 2 U is Illinois Moneyline. I hate to agree with Schmidt, but I do, unfortunately, on this pick. I got it at plus 102.
Plus 102.
It's 105 now.
Plus 105.
Okay, that's fine. 2 U, Tennessee minus 2.5, minus 110.
You and Schmidt share your picks besides the Duke one?
Tennessee's free money too.
I really like Tennessee.
Yeah, I like Tennessee as well.
Holmberg, there's a reason why you and I have been notoriously the top two dogs in this podcast. So, I mean, listen to these three bottom feeders talk shit about our picks.
I mean, Schmidt, we can get next season, we can go back to a record base and see how that worked out for you. You know, when you have to pick five games.
The units. Or we bring back the teams and let them two go together.
Oh, God. All right, speaking of bottom feeders, I'm going to have to agree with the bottom feeder here with my last 2 U. North Carolina minus 4.5 at minus 110.
Go bottom feeder.
All right, so Holmberg's got Duke ML, Illinois ML, Tennessee minus 2.5, and North Carolina minus 4.5. All right, Colby, panel parlay.
Can I also mortal lock North Carolina?
Yep, you can. I love that.
No, don't let him write.
I'll let you change it. I'll let you change your 3 U Illinois to North Carolina minus 4.5 mortal. Are you sure you don't want Illinois as a mortal lock?
I do not want Illinois as a mortal lock.
Okay. All right, panel parlay.
Panel parlay.
Here we go.
Are you done?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, since you keep interrupting me. I'm just gonna keep.
I was just getting everyone fired up for the panel A.
It's 10:20. Right. It's 10:20. I'm not fired up.
All right. Since it is opening day of baseball tomorrow, I'm doing a baseball parlay. So we're going with Orioles, Dodgers, Rangers money line.
Okay, hold on.
Along with
Baltimore
Orioles.
L.A.
Dodgers.
Okay.
Texas Rangers, all money line.
Okay.
And then Twins and Royals under 7.5.
Twins, y'alls, under 7.5.
What are those odds? I think the Royals lose like 3-0.
Bobby Witt has a couple
hits. Bats are generally not hot opening day for the y'alls.
Except Bobby Witt has 3 hits. What are the odds on that?
That is plus 687.
Beautiful. Nice little parlay for everyone on opening day. All right. So we'll predict the Sweet 16. And if you want to go ahead and predict the rest of the tournament, be my guest. I don't care. Teams that everyone has left from the college basketball team draft, this is rough for me. I have no one. Shout out Baylor. Shout out Kentucky. Shout out Auburn. Piss poor teams.
That was rough.
Michigan State, too. I mean, got mauled by North Carolina. I mean, it's just rough. No, no teams left. Nick could let me borrow one. He's got all four. Nick's got UConn, Duke, Illinois, Marquette.
Feels good.
Yeah, I bet it does. Carter has Purdue as his solo team.
Boilers.
Zach has Arizona and Tennessee. And Holmberg has UNC and Houston. So congrats everybody on getting a team to advance to the Sweet 16. Hope it feels good.
Feels great.
Does not feel great for me.
I would hate to not have a team advance.
Yeah. It doesn't feel great. I would also hate to put KU in my final four in my bracket. Okay. I know I just took a shot at KU.
You'd say that?
I know, I said it. Yeah, everyone, listeners in our bracket challenge, Schmidt had KU in the Final Four.
Just wait till football season.
Okay. All right, so let's predict the Sweet 16. UConn, San Diego State. Is everyone on UConn?
Yes.
Just for winners?
Yeah, we'll just pick winners.
Yeah.
You don't think they cover though?
Probably.
Okay. Schmidt, you on UConn?
Yeah, I'm on UConn,
KB. I think we know Nick is on UConn, meaning that it's all of his bets this week. Illinois, Iowa State. Interesting to see how what people think about this one.
Illinois.
Colby?
I think Illinois' offense is better than – I don't know, better than Iowa State's defense, but I just like their team.
Shannon's a tough guard. Tough guard. Yeah, it's going to be tough to guard him. What do you got, Carter?
I mean, when that guy goes to the hole, he does not take no for an answer. I'm sorry. I couldn't even get it out.
You can't say that.
All right.
What does that even mean?
Nothing. It means nothing. But it means nothing. Schmidt, we'll talk about it at a later date.
I watched him live in person. When he gets to the hole, it goes hard.
All right.
He scored 30-some when I was there.
All right, Carter, are you taking Illinois then?
What does that mean?
Give me Iowa State.
Iowa State. Schmidt, are you taking Illinois or Iowa State? You got Illinois?
Illinois.
Nick?
I want Illinois, but I think Iowa State wins.
Yeah, I'm going Illinois.
Yeah, Carter thinks that that Shannon's going to get locked up, you know what I mean?
All right, moving on.
I wasn't particularly impressed with Iowa State at the game I was at, but I don't know why I still think they're going to win. Maybe they turn it back on. I'm not sure.
UNC Alabama. Rest in peace to the pod.
I was not impressed with Alabama at all. They probably should have lost to Grand Canyon if Grand Canyon could get a freaking offensive rebound. On a defensive rebound on a missed free throw. But, yeah, I think
Carolina wins this one by double digits.
Yeah, I think they win it pretty easily.
UNC's experience and age, they won't get, like, ran.
I also just think that they can guard the ball better. And they'll be able to get more stops.
Alabama won't be as fast against them, which
isn't good for Alabama. Michigan State came out and punched North Carolina in the mouth.
They did.
North Carolina ended up beating by almost 20 points.
Yeah. No, North Carolina's good. North Carolina's very good. Nick, what do you think in that one?
I like Carolina.
Schmidt?
Carolina.
All right. Arizona-Clemson? Who do we like to win that one?
Neither.
Well, Nick, you got to pick one. It can't be a tie.
You know, I really like Arizona, and I picked them to go to my national championship, but... I just got a feeling that Clemson's going to win.
Really? All ACC Elite Eight there? All right. I got Arizona. I got Arizona. I think it will be pretty competitive. I mean, Clemson's played really, really good in the tournament so far.
I think Clemson's my second favorite upset pick if there was going to be an upset.
Yeah.
What will be your number one?
NC State over Marquette.
Oh, my goodness. DJ Burns' Cinderella story ends here.
Arizona money line Clemson +7.
I like that, Schmidt.
Take Arizona.
Duke Houston. I'm on Duke.
Houston.
I'm on Duke as well. The way their guards played last game, they looked really good. I mean, they're probably not going to play that good again, but if they do, they're going to be tough to beat.
I think it's going to be more of a can Filipowski dominate down low? Against the undersized bigs. I think Filipowski, how he plays, will decide if Duke wins or not. Schmidt, you on Duke?
I'm on Houston.
Okay. All right. Marquette, NC State. Marquette by 20.
Marquette's going to whoop them.
Yeah.
I'll take NC State just to play devil's advocate.
Respect that.
Corner. NC State.
In.
See, I want NC State to win so bad, but I think Marquette wins.
You can't stop the elite specimen play of DJ. You can't.
I'm not going to – actually, yeah, you're right, Aubrey. I'm not going to doubt DJ Burns. Give me NC State. NC State.
All right. Purdue-Gonzaga.
Go Boilers.
Purdue by a lot.
Any team that can beat the best team in the country, and the Kansas Jayhawks has my vote, so I'm taking Gonzaga.
All right, I'm taking Purdue. Tennessee-Creighton. Tennessee might be one of my favorite bets of the week, honestly.
Tennessee played so bad against Texas.
Yeah.
Both awful. Their first two games.
And they were still able to win.
Yeah.
Against a pretty good Texas team. I mean, Texas is veteran-led. And I mean, they're a Big 12 team, so they're obviously pretty good.
I don't expect Tennessee to shoot 12% from three as a team again.
They were 1 for 21 at one point.
I don't think they'll shoot that bad again. No. And they play way better, and they play better defense than Creighton too.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I like.
But they're playing their better defense than Creighton.
What?
Texas plays better defense than Creighton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to get more open looks against Creighton.
Yeah.
It's just the perfect matchup for them, where they're built on defense and Creighton is a poor defensive team, so they'll get their points while slowing Creighton down. It's a great matchup.
I mean, Oregon probably should. Oregon, if Oregon doesn't inbound the ball to their center, Creighton's not here probably.
Tennessee is playing their worst basketball, though.
I think Creighton's not playing great either. They're sliding by.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they should have probably lost. And they let two dudes just totally dominate. They couldn't stop either of the good players for Oregon. The big guy, Dante, or the other dude.
And Oregon literally had those two guys, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Everyone else in that team is terrible.
They're the only two people who scored in the second half before overtime.
Yeah.
Two players.
Yeah.
The only ones who scored a point.
Yeah. Wild.
Dalton Connect over 20 and a half points might be a lock.
Yeah, because, I mean, he scored 18 and he was inefficient. He's going to be much more efficient against Creighton. I just think he'll be able to score easier. Texas was playing good defense. I'll give that to him. So, does everyone here besides me still have all their Final Four teams?
I have all four.
I lost Auburn.
Lost Baylor.
Schmidt, who'd you lose?
Kansas.
So, okay, if you had to look at it right now, who's making the Final Four?
Carter, do you still think? I have still picked.
Who did you have?
UConn, UNC, Houston, Tennessee.
Okay. I would go UConn, UNC, Duke, Purdue.
UConn, Arizona, Houston, Purdue.
Even though you have Duke moneyline?
Yeah.
Okay.
UConn, UNC, Houston, Purdue.
Ones,
Chalk.
Baby.
Chalk.
To all the ones.
Schmidt, who do you got in the Final Four, Schmidt?
Taking UConn, Houston, Gonzaga.
You took Houston already. You can't take Gonzaga, right?
Yeah,
Tennessee bracket.
That's the Tennessee bracket.
Different brackets.
Gonzaga's playing Purdue. Who you got at the other one? UNC, Arizona, Alabama?
UNC.
Clemson, UNC. All right.
Is Gonzaga like your real choice, or is that just like your...
I don't know what he's
saying.
No,
why would I guess about that?
Curious.
Are you an idiot?
I haven't made one joke about on this podcast tonight either. That's why I was so concerned.
I don't joke.
He said, are you kidding? Jesus. Really, Schmidt?
You put some money on that. That's like plus 800.
Yeah.
I might.
Maybe even a mortal lock, really.
I might.
Schmidt,
I might consider it.
Schmidt, does Gonzaga beat Houston to get to the national title?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that Houston team beat the best team in the country in the Kansas Jayhawks, so they're just as good.
And beat them when it mattered. KU also beat them.
KU beat a lot of teams and lost to a lot of teams. All right, well, so are we good there?
I think so.
Before this gets back off the rails. So this is the second to last episode. So next
Carter,
week.
Don't ever doubt my pick again.
Next week is the last episode of this season. And then we'll decide if we want to continue going I wouldn't mind going back to the team format for a little bit just to do something, but it'd be up to everyone, of course. So we'll just decide that when it gets to it. But we'll be back next week before the Final Four. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.